Dr. Nod here. When you get bad dragged by the square world's endless jive, your weary old soul needs a little psychic air conditioning. Now that's why I dig to crawl between the sheets for a refreshing sound massage. The sides Our Lady spins won't claw at your face, but they won't make your eardrums yawn either. Like Goldilocks, another boss chick, she goes for the taste that's just right. Be it the exotic, the classic, or the unexpected. Right now, she's set to fly through her own crazy technicolor sky. So be you ancient hipster or brand new jelly tot, welcome on board. Take Doc Nod's tip for a very hip trip. Here's your vinyl ace from inner space to take you to that special place. Dig it with Angel Baby.
I want your love, so baby, please be mine tonight. You know. just now you wanna quit. Why can't you wait just a little bit? Oh baby, you've got yours. Please let me get mine. We'll both have such a wonderful time. You made me feel like a young man should. Now you wanna stop when the getting gets good. You've got yours. Please let me get mine. We'll both have such a wonderful time. Good, 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 so fine. Again, don't stop now, I'll tell you when. Oh baby, you've got yours. Please let me get mine. We'll both have such a wonderful time. Good, 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 so fine.
You're between the sheets with yours truly, Angel Baby and Dr. Nod. We have a special makeout show for Valentine's Day. All original 45 RPMs that will send an arrow through your collective hearts. And we kick things off with Love Desires. Give Me Time. That was the Dusters on ARC out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And maybe Dr. Nod has experience with this.
Well,
letting the woman get hers first, which is very gentlemanly, but
very gentlemanly.
He just needs a little extra more time.
Yeah, the cat, you know, that's right. I don't know what he's thinking of, you know, but to give him that extra time. But usually it's the other way around, right, ladies?
Well, I'm saying he's being a gentleman, maybe.
That's right.
Let's see, before that, I Want Your Love, the Pussycats on Columbia. And I love that it says a Kama Sutra production. And Kama Sutra was a production company that a few months after this 1965 record formed its own label.
And we'd like to know.
A hot record.
Yeah, and we'd like to know about the other, you know, do we ever play the other Pussycats record? They only made two.
No, I actually have that on hold for my old woman's show. So maybe next month we'll be playing that.
See, well, there you go. Now you got to listen to the old woman's show to get the, because they're great. They only made two records. I don't know why. They should have made a dozen more.
Yeah, they're really great. Then kicking off that set, I Want to Love You, Betty and Cassandra on Seaside, which is out of Richmond, California. And that's a new favorite. It's a killer record. And we're trying to figure out who's who, because obviously it's a man and a woman. And I was like, well, maybe some guys are named Betty. I don't even know if that's possible.
Maybe some guys are named Cassandra. Well, I don't know either, but Cassandra
made another record. So
yeah, on Imperial, which is great too. I don't know if we ever played it, man, but it's killer.
All right, so Doc has this is fitting, a boasting set.
Yeah,
do you boast?
Yes, love boasts, you know, and love boasts, and not only just from guys either. And we're gonna start off with a little garageo here from Houston, Texas. The group's from Houston, Texas. The label on Mainstream is New York City. The name of the group, The Fever Tree. And
that's a strange name.
The Fever Tree. And what they're saying, it's an old, it actually goes back to old blues and R&B songs, this title. But they're picking it up in the 60s, I Can Beat Your Drum.
your tambourine. I can beat your drum, baby, like nothing you've ever seen. I can beat your drum, baby, make you up so right. I can beat your drum, baby, single-plated jive. Oh yeah, single-plated jive. Your mind. I can beat your drum, baby, syncopated time.
Guess what? I got her. I'm known by my friends as the ruthless lover. And you know what? I got her, I got her, I got her.
Like that can come from Secaucus, New Jersey. No, I'm just kidding you. New Orleans, of course. And that was Raymond Lewis on the Instant label, Ruthless Lover.
He was ruthless, all right.
He was ruthless. He was pulling them right and left. Okay, Helen Humes before that on some kind of a blues jubilee concert from Frank Bull and Gene Norman. And that was apparently a live recording. Her early Helen Humes, you can tell that by her voice was real young, but she didn't have a young attitude to Mean Way of Lovin', which was the thong she sang, and that was on the Decca label.
Yeah, and she knew those guys were coming back.
Yeah, if you have high blood pressure, just pass me by, baby, because I'm going to burn you down.
Dangerous.
Man, and then, of course, Fever Tree doing I Can Beat Your Drum, their little boast on the mainstream label out of New York City.
All right, next up, we've got some Unrequited Love. We're going to kick this off with Jesse Fountain on New Art out of Philadelphia. If I Had the Power.
If I had the power to make you live, you would live forever. But I don't have the power to make you live. But I think I have the power to make you love me. No, I don't have the power, when I know you don't think about me, to make you change your mind. Oh yeah, pretty baby. And I think I have the power, but it don't do me no good, cause I'm thinking about you all the time. If I had the power to make the rain, I would rain my love on you, baby, till I drive you insane. No, no, I don't have the power, when you say you don't want me to make you change your mind. and I know I got the power, but it don't do me no good, 'cause I'm thinking about you all the time. If I had the power to bless you, dear, I would bless you, pretty baby, like you never left.
You've made me a boomerang lover, keeps bouncing right back. You've made me a boomerang lover, keeps bouncing right back.
That was the Rave Ons on Twin Town out of Minneapolis. I don't know what I'd do with a love pill.
What would you do with a love pill?
Yeah.
Well, you already love me. You don't need a love pill. And I already love you, so I don't need one either.
Wow. No pills needed here. Okay, before that, Boomerang Lover. That was Angel Face with Frank Dual Trumpet Motley and his crew. I don't think I've ever seen that on a label before, that dual trumpet thing.
Oh, yeah, it is on other labels that he
just not on that gospel one.
Yeah, yeah. The thing being that he played two trumpets at the same time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That was on Hollywood, and the group was based in D.C. They do a killer gospel record, which we were just mentioning, When the Saints Go Marching In. We've played that a couple of times, and yeah. She's not as intense on this record as she is on the gospel one.
Yeah.
Anyways, but she's going to make him pay. She made that quite clear.
She did a few records besides working with Motley. She did one on OK, and she did another one on Specialty. And then, but everything she did with Motley is pretty aces, man.
And then kicking off that set again, If I Had the Power, Jesse Fountain on New Art.
And that even had sort of a New Orleans tip to it, too.
It did, actually. Maybe he's from there. I don't know.
Maybe he's also, I think he's also on USA out of Chicago, so, but who knows? Cat's moving around, trying to make a buck. Good for Jesse. Anyway, okay, oh, before we go any further, I better like lay it on you. Don't be expecting JT to come in with his little JT jive, because he's not on. Yeah, we gave him the show off. He got a hot date over the internet, so we just let him split. So maybe we'll hear about what happened on that next show or something. I don't know.
Some frightening internet experience.
Some frightening internet experience from JT.
He didn't get what he expected.
Maybe not. We don't know. We haven't heard from him.
Anyways, we had tons of records we wanted to play. So
that's right. So he was. We were happy to let him go, and he was happy to go. So, but anyway, we want to tell you, you know, Valentine's Day isn't all just candy boxes. There's some problems with love, and one of them is cheating, I'm afraid. A longtime staple of country and Western music.
Dr. Nod wouldn't dare.
I would not dare to cheat.
The knives come out flying.
Oh, the knives. Oh. Yeah, and they're not for just carnival. They're real. They're real bad knives come out. Well, now, let's not get into some... All right, let's... that's right. I wish you hadn't mentioned that. They're real upsetting. All right, so what I was going to say is, with this cheating set, we not only got country, but, you know, we got like, soul and, of course, teen and all kinds of stuff.
Well, they're going to hear it.
So we're going to, I know they're going to hear. I'm just letting them, give them a little, what do you call it, preview, you see? Okay, don't get nervous just because we have a lot of records to do and JT is not. Percy Millam was a guy that was part of the Gold Wax bunch, you know, James Carr and Spencer Wiggins. But man, like, he only did a few records and he's every bit as good as those giants. And here is one of his recordings on Gold Wax out of Memphis. I Slipped a Little.
While I walk away, I got lonely one day, and my conscience almost let me down. Met a girl I once knew, and she said she was lonely too. We decided we'll just little baby, but I didn't fall.
should I get wise to the way you've been treating me? Should I get wise and realize you've been cheating? Should I get wise to the things that I could never see? Should I get wise? Won't someone please tell me? Should I get smart? Have I been a fool right from the start? Should I get smart? Have I been playing the loser's part? Should I get wise to the things some folks are saying? Are they just telling lies? Should I get wise?
Is in a trick bag. He's in a bad place because he doesn't know who to trust. He doesn't know if to trust the people telling him the chick's cheating or the chick telling him she ain't cheating on him. He was
playing a loser's part.
That's Troy Ferguson, and that's the same cat that did the Rockabilly record, quite a sought after one, called At the Jamboree. And this is on Sharp out of Philly.
I love it when they do ballads.
Yeah, yeah.
Rockabilly artists.
Yeah, a lot of them are just like, you know, they're just as good with ballads, some
they
of them.
They are.
You know?
Now, sometimes I prefer them over the Rockin' Sides. You know, like that Somehow. I love that record.
What's Somehow?
Was that Benny England, The Flip of Eloping?
Oh, that's
I think.
Right.
That's
one
of my
right.
favorites. Mm.
And then there's cats that have never sung a ballad, like Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Wouldn't know how to sing a ballad if life depended on it. Well, anyway. Okay, so before that one, echoing actually a little bit of the first record sentiments, that was Margaret Lewis on Pick One out of Ville Platte, Louisiana. It was a Huey Moe production.
Of course.
And the original was done by Hank Snow. And Margaret Lewis, of course, one of the great underrated and undersung vocalists, like all great white chick vocalists. She really is a blues singer, in my opinion. And
what you'd call blue-eyed soul.
Yeah, yeah. She's just got that directness in her voice and delivery. That's Conscience, I'm Guilty, like I said originally.
I know, she's like, I hope I don't look guilty when he lets me in. That's crazy.
Yeah, all this stuff that she's going on. She's just talking right to her conscience and hoping that she can, kick this, habit for getting involved with those cowboys down there at the bar or wherever it is that she was messing around.
It's hard to turn down a cowboy.
Is that something I should know about there?
No, I wish.
Should I get wise? Okay. All right.
There are no more cowboys, are there? Well, no, maybe modern-day ones.
But. Well, yeah, some modern-day ones, I guess. Anyway, not a heck of a lot in Hollywood. And anyway, they're most of them, like, you know, not interested in women if they dress up in total cowboy garb. Okay, well, let's get off that and give you the next set.
All right, well, after that, we got a Mr. Fix-It. So we're going to kick this off with Donnie Jacobs on Gin. How do you pronounce that? Out of Ville Platte?
Yeah, it's another Ville Platte record, yeah.
Well, we love that Gulf Coast stuff, so we've played a few of them. This is Love Repairman.
Hey, baby, I'm your love repairman. Introduce myself. I represent L-O-V-E. R-E-P-A-I-R. I'm called your love repairman. You can depend on me, baby, 'cause I wanna be your guy. I'm a love saver, baby. If you, baby, do you wrong, honey, I'm the man to see. If you're broken-hearted, baby, won't you call on me? I'll wipe the tear from your eyes, baby. Honey, just you wait and see. I'm your love saver, baby. I'm a love saver, baby.
Sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. I can do anything at all, let me help. A child needs a daddy, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good, let me help.
Well, I've traveled. Travel almost everywhere, any place where love runs free, that's the place where you'll find me. Ambassador of love, ambassador of love. I think spoken arts and shadows. Show them love's not what it seems. Sort of a handyman, you see. Having a problem, come see me. Ambassador of love. Ambassador of love. Well, I've got one problem, yes, it's true. I've got feelings that I love too. When you ask me about other guys, I cry, oh yeah. What can I? Show them love's not what it seems. Sort of a handyman, you see. Having a problem, come see me. Ambassador of love. Well, I'm the ambassador of love. Ambassador of love. Ambassador of love.
The Contenders doing Ambassador of Love on Beth out of Wilmette, Illinois. And if that can't fix a broken heart, I don't know what can.
He's doing his best.
Before that, I Can Help, Billy Swan on Monument out of Nashville, Tennessee. His major hit from 1974. We don't normally spin music past the 1960s, but Doc loves this record, so that's dedicated to you,
well,
honey.
Thanks, because, you know, in 1974, when that record came out, it was just like a brush of fresh air through an open window, because they just weren't, that sound wasn't around in 1974.
Yeah, it was more of that, like, self-indulgent rock.
It was and this was just a one-off, and it was just, you know, I don't know how it became a hit, but it did. I think Dave Edmunds was soon to sort of come in maybe a little bit later after that. Anyhow. So,
then kicking off that set again was Love Repairman Donnie Jacobs.
And that's the guy.
And I'd like to meet that guy.
he's the guy that did that. My favorite song from him was She Was Chewing Gum While I Was Making Love to Her, which is one of the ultimate ego buster songs ever made.
Have we played that before?
We may have. I played it on, I think I played it on Rex's show.
Okay, well, we'll have to play that.
Yeah, that's a crazy one. But, you know, Billy Swan, also a little bit of trivia, he wrote Lover Please for Clyde McFadder. That was his first big success. And after that, he was basically a songwriter until this one record came out in 74. Anyway, now.
It wouldn't be a makeout show without some ultimate ballads.
Yes, Undying Love Spectacular coming up here. Some soaring.
We love these vocal groups for this reason.
Right, melodramatic vocal group stuff here. All groups. Three groups. one after another.
Three for good luck.
Three for good luck. Okay. We're going to start off from Atlanta, Georgia, with Edward Harris and the Blue Dots on NRC. You're closer to my heart than my shadow. Dig it.
Then our love should be
one. If the moon and the stars were together, and the moon and the stars were as one, and our little hands join us together, I love you with all of my heart. Only you do I adore. And know that you only love me, makes me love more. For love has joined us together, and together it will always be. Please make sure, darling, that it will always be me. My love is oh so deep. At night I can hardly sleep. Each day
so much, Howie and the Sapphires, on the OK label out of New York City, More Than the Day Before. Super, super romantic.
Yeah, guy's intense.
But then again, the next record, even more so, End of Time. He made a deal with Father Time, so Father Time would keep their love together. That's the Fabulous Egyptians on Cindy, out of that great romantic city, Chicago, Illinois.
Is it romantic?
Well, I guess for some. It was romantic when we were there.
True.
Okay. And then at the top of the sets, previously announced, You're Closer to My Heart Than My Shadow. Now, he could have said, You're Closer to My Heart Than My Rib Cage, but it wouldn't be as romantic, I don't think, right?
No.
No, it wouldn't have worked. Edward Harris and the Blue Dots on NRC. That's out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, that's the kind of record, you know. I don't know how you'd say just why you really love vocal group records. Something
right.
About just the drama and that, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, we can't play everything today, so we're just going to go out on this one record. Basically, I'll do anything for you type of love. This is Junior Wells on Chief, also out of Chicago, Illinois, with The Things I Do For You.
I would go to jail, climb a tree like a monkey, swing my tail, bang up the road, nothing I wouldn't do for you. Baby, there's nothing good as that I wouldn't do. I work 24 hours of the day for you, and if they added any more, I'd work for them too.
We'll be right back.
been Between the Sheets with yours truly, Angel Baby and Dr. Nod. Catch our next show at my podcast page. Want to be lost in paradise? Then check out the next installment also at my podcast page, lostinparadise.podomatic.com. Doc and I were so busy with our Valentine's Day show, I didn't get to Lost in Paradise this week, but there should be one next week. And that's all for us, except for Doc's parting words.
Like, may multicolored showers of hearts and flowers descend upon all your crazy love bowers for hours and hours. Yeah, later on.
Thank you kindly, that's all. I'm through. The rest of this recording is up to you.